Hi, my name is Tony. I am a shy and introverted kid, and I created this podcast with some help and encouragement from my dad. The goal is for me to break out of my shell and become more comfortable with people. It's important to be a good listener, but also to be heard when you have something to say. Hi, this is Tony. Welcome to the 8th episode of my humble little podcast. On today's episode, my special guest is Caitlin Potty. Say hi.
Hello.
Let's get started. Where were you born?
I was actually born in Malsch, Germany. It's an army base just by Baden-Baden in Germany, I guess. And my dad was in the army. That's why.
What was it like in Germany?
I actually don't remember. I moved, we moved back to Canada, I believe, when I was about 2 years old. So there's not a lot that I remember.
When you came to Canada, I'm assuming that your dad was still in the army. What was it like to have a parent in the army?
It's different. I don't think a lot of people understand the kind of lifestyle that we're expected to adhere to. You move a lot. It's a lot of moving around, and you have to be flexible, and you have to be independent. Because the reality is you spend a lot of your time alone as a kid. Because when I was growing up, my parents had... my mom had two jobs, and my dad was... working full-time, and he would go away on tour a lot, so I didn't really see him a lot when I was growing up, and you know, and he also missed my high school graduation. So I mean, it's stuff that you just learn to expect as the reality of the profession.
It's very interesting. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
None that I really know. I have two half-sisters, but we didn't grow up together. We don't know each other very well.
What hobbies do you have?
Oh my god. I like to draw and paint, and I love to model and play video games. And watch tennis.
What's your favorite part about tennis?
The celebrities. I really like watching Federer and Nadal play. It's just really intense. That's what I like best about it.
You said you liked art. What is your favorite type of art?
It's gonna sound so nerdy. I really like video game art and character design. It's something that I've been really, really interested in my whole life since I discovered that video games were a thing. And I don't know, I think it was when I first saw the art for Final Fantasy VII, I got really excited. I was like, wow, this is something this is a job that people do. So that's what really sparked my interest, for sure.
What type of video games do you play?
Right now, I really like to play RPGs, or role-playing games, I guess. Or I play, oh god, that's pretty much all I play. Right now I'm playing World of Warcraft, and I really, really like Diablo. When I have time, I like to just pop on Diablo and just play a couple hours. It's a really nice way to relax.
I like video game art too, and I was thinking of making my own video game.
Oh, that's awesome. What kind of video game did you want to make?
Probably an RPG combined with a building game.
That sounds really awesome. I would love to do the art for that. I think it'd be super cool.
It's really cool that I know somebody who can make video game art.
Yeah, I would always... love to try something like that out. It's something I'm super interested in, so you know, if you ever need some art done, just give me a call.
I also like to record videos for YouTube about with me playing video games. Do you like that sort of thing?
Yeah. Actually, I probably spend more time than I should watching people playing video games. I think I spend more time watching people play games than I actually play games. I just love it. I really like my favorite person that I'm watching right now is probably Markiplier or... who else? Oh God. No pressure. maybe Jacksepticeye or something? Yeah, they're both really, really awesome to watch. They're super funny, so.
And have you ever thought of making your own videos?
Yeah, I'm so shy. I can't, like, even just looking at myself in a webcam, I freak out, so. Like, and it's just me looking at myself. So, I don't know. Maybe one day, once I get over my shyness, maybe?
I think I'm going to end the episode, so thank you so much, Caitlin, for being here.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
I'd really like to have you on a future episode.
I would love to. Just give me a call. I'll do another episode as soon as I can.
And thank you, audience, for listening, and I will be back in 2 weeks for another episode.